All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The evidence is gone, but the nightmare continues. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Obviously, Bourbon Street, it's a road people walk on. It's not intended for a driving street anymore. But look at New York City. That's a place that has, they're prepared for this damn thing. And they make it miserable, too. I mean, if you want to go watch the ball drop, you're probably going to have to wear Depends and then get into an isolated area for the next 20 or so hours waiting for that time to come. That's literally what people do there. I can't say I'd ever sign up to want to do something like that if you're in one of those specific zones in New York City. And I can't imagine that working the same way in New Orleans. But it just seems like a dramatic lapse. I mean, I've seen, you know, local events in much smaller communities. They bring in the big concrete barriers, things like that. It can't just be answered with a cop car here and a few extra people. If someone's determined, as we obviously saw, I don't know. I'm not a security expert, but I'm a common sense expert and someone who's lived through 9/11 and other things. And you go and look at this stuff and go, yeah, there's a way they could get through there. There's a way they could get through there. If I, as an average citizen, can see this, why on earth did the police and those in charge of security not look at this and go, look, if somebody's determined enough, they're going to get through here. Why don't we put some more concrete or something? The other question I would be asking would be, is there somebody on the inside with this that also said, maybe we should? It seems very ignorant. And ignorant can sometimes look like maybe there's something more to it. And that's probably all it is. But I'm wondering if they're going to be looking at that as well. I would certainly think so, to see if somebody connected on the inside helped enable this. I'm not saying they did, but I'm saying that must be an angle they're going to have to be looking at.
I think the Times Square ball drop example you give is really illustrative, because you're right. There are thousands upon thousands of folks, and they do take severe measures to make sure there's not a car that's going to be ramming people in there. I wonder if there was maybe a bit of naivete on behalf of New Orleans officials, you know, thinking, oh, you know, those sort of things happen in New York. Maybe they happen in LA or something, but New Orleans, this is down south, you know, good country, whatever. And there's not going to be a terrorist attack here. And lo and behold, there was. In terms of, you always need to look at who knew what and what could have been prevented. And if there are individuals who are sort of on the inside of all of this, who had that knowledge and didn't act on it, that's extremely problematic. If there was someone who had the knowledge and gave some material aid to the violators, that's treason.
I hope to God that is not the case in any of this. My gut is telling me more ignorance than anything else. And people just not really quite seeing the trees before the forest or the potential of what that could be. And The only thing I could say, because I'd be very curious, is the ages of those people who were making these decisions, quite honestly. And that's just more from an understanding standpoint. Because if you don't really have a lot of knowledge, you didn't live through 9/11, or you were too young or whatnot, if you remember those years right after, I know you're a bit younger than me, but you know, I'm sure you remember that time and that place where security was crazy everywhere we went. And we're all, oh, this kind of sucks, but we kind of got used to it. And it has certainly declined in the last 25 years. And I don't really know why, because we keep hearing and seeing horrible things happen all over the country and all over the world, especially with people driving through places. I don't understand how this was overlooked, because this seems like one of the easiest, most horrible ways to commit get mass casualties at any given time. And this, I think, would be the first thing you'd be trying to tamper off versus anything else, because it's such an easy target, an easy way to get in there.
Totally. And in advance of our podcast today, I looked up prior like vehicle ramming incidents. This is a thing. This is emerging. Yeah. This is becoming more popular among terrorist sects and non-terrorist sects. You know, there was the Charlottesville incident. There was an incident in New York in 2017, not Ball Drop, but a different street. And so these things are happening because terrorists are realizing, and just bad actors are realizing, that this is a way to make this effective. Maybe I can't bring a bomb onto an airplane anymore, but I can drive my car down a street and kill a bunch of people. And maybe that is an action we need to look at more seriously in terms of preventing.
It's going to be a wake-up call for other events. I mean, I'm honestly shocked that we don't have more things like this happening with the lack of security that we have in so many areas where we have lots of people together. Is this going to be kind of a little refresher wake-up call? I mean, it feels like every so many years in our country, things are kind of calm, major horrible things don't happen, and then something, and it's like, oh my God, well, why did we not know this? Or like, we did, we just kind of forgot, you know, when it gets, you know, some time between.
Yeah, Tony, it better be a wake-up call for New Orleans specifically, because they are hosting one of the biggest events in the world in a matter of weeks. We're talking about the Super Bowl. There are going to be millions of people there. You want to talk about a target for terrorists, for bad actors, for any type of criminal activity, that's it. And so they are going to have to learn these lessons and learn them quickly, implement protective mechanisms to make sure that this biggest event, one of the biggest events on earth, is a safe event for everybody.
And that's a scary thought, because you're literally talking a few weeks away. Security for an event like this starts up pretty much the moment the city's announced that, okay, it's going to be here. Let's start planning. I would think most of the T's have been crossed and the I's have been dotted by now. I mean, how do you adequately prepare then for this event if you were still operating with the same sort of systems in place and thinkings in place that allowed this to happen on New Year's? And this is the construction company, if you will, that is also planning the security then of the Super Bowl. I would think there'd have to be a lot of last minute overhauls that are going to be taking place here.
100%. There are going to have to be some serious pivots that are made. There is going to have to be some diligent and quick investigation that takes place. And I love New Orleans, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But historically, you know, government officials there's been a feeling of complacency, a feeling of ineptness at times. And that's just sort of a reputation New Orleans government has had for a long time. And so they are going to have to show, then this is their opportunity to show, no, we can keep people safe. We can host one of the biggest events in the world without some huge event. And to get there, there's a lot of work between now and the brief several weeks we have until the Super Bowl.
New Orleans doesn't necessarily have the greatest track record of providing security for their citizens or things going off without a hitch. The last Super Bowl that took place, I believe it was 2013, at least it was one of the last Super Bowls not that long ago. And I remember watching that one. The power went out and yes. Everybody thought, what is about to happen here? Because it's a shocking idea that the Super Bowl loses power. And at the end of the day, I believe they blamed it on some function, like transformer that wasn't functioning correctly. It was shocking. Delayed the game 34 minutes. It was the Ravens versus the 49ers. So that time they hosted it, you had that massive of an incident. I guess, you know, their track record isn't great. And it continues to not be great. And obviously we just saw a horrible example of just how great it is not. It's a huge risk going into the Super Bowl. I'm just shocked that the city still operates, I guess, with this level of incompetence.
You know, you look at Hurricane Katrina, and by no means was that only New Orleans officials' fault.
But,
they're certainly, they know they've got a hurricane season every year, and it could be real bad. And by all accounts, there was not enough protective measures in place for those citizens, federally, locally, and municipal on the municipal level. But yeah, they've got a chance to turn that reputation around, and I'm hoping that they can do it because there have been so many fumbles. Excuse the pun, in terms of safety when it comes to these big events.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
2 ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.